Watch, pro-Palestinian protesters stage insurrection in U.S. Capitol office building. By Joel B. Polak on October 18, 2023. Pro-Palestinian protesters, who want a ceasefire that would benefit the Hamas terrorist organization in Gaza, stormed the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday and staged a protest inside the Cannon Rotunda that one observer likened to an insurrection. Watch, gaggle of idiots taking over the Cannon Rotunda screeching pro-Palestinian terrorist propaganda. pic.twitter.com/itx7rvlsp. Matthew Foldy, at Matthew Foldy, October 18, 2023. Palestinian supporters are staging an insurrection in the U.S. Capitol today. pic.twitter.com/c9c9hcf. Citizen Free Press, at Citizen Free Prey, October 18, 2023. Loony leftists, pro-hashtag Palestinian agitators and self-hating hashtag Jews have stormed the hashtag US hashtag Capitol calling for a ceasefire against the Nazis of hashtag Hamas. Why isn't this considered an insurrection? Hashtag MAGA hashtag Israel hashtag Gaza pic.twitter.com/relerfulrui. Michael Freund, at Ms. Freund, October 18, 2023. The Cannon Rotunda is part of the Cannon House office building. It is separate from the iconic Capitol building but is considered part of the Capitol complex. It is the oldest congressional office building on Capitol Hill. Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, who falsely accused Israel of bombing a Gaza hospital Tuesday, addressed the protesters. Hamas caucus leader at Rep. Rashida is leading the current insurrection on Capitol Hill. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, at Rep. MTG, October 18, 2023. Fox 5 in Washington, D.C., reported. A large group of pro-Palestinian protesters are demonstrating inside the Cannon Rotunda on Capitol Hill. The Cannon House office building holds the House Committee offices. U.S. Capitol Police say demonstrations are not allowed inside congressional buildings and are working to clear the crowd. Police have already detained some individuals as chants of ceasefire are echoing around the building. Left-wing protesters have staged demonstrations inside the Capitol before, but none have been treated the way participants in the January 6, 2021 protesters have been treated, many of whom were detained and given harsh sentences for nonviolent offenses. The U.S. has seen anti-Israel protests in major cities and on college campuses since a Hamas terror attack October 7 killed 1,200 Israelis and wounded roughly 4,400 more. About 200 people, including some Americans, were taken to Gaza as hostages. FBI Director Christopher Wray called the Capitol riot domestic terrorism. In this case, the pro-Palestinian protest is supporting terrorism against Israelis and Americans. A ceasefire would allow Hamas to escape without consequences for its atrocities. Editor's note, this story was updated to reflect the revised number on the death toll from the October 7 Hamas attack in Israel. The Israeli government estimate of 1,400 was revised to around 1,200, according to Reuters. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.